Well, I'm on fire. I don't know about you, but I'm burning for the Lord. I'm burning for Jesus. It's what keeps me alive. Oh, my Jesus. How are you all this week? It's been a good week. Shut the door, Elsa, say I can record now. Elsa, shut the door. Oh, thanks for joining us, everybody. How are you going? I hope everybody's blessed and prosperous and happy and glad in the Happy and Glad Message Bible. Happy and Glad Message of the Gospel. Timothy 1:11. Is that right? Should we check it? We're checking it. You don't want to be incorrect, eh? I mean, if you ever make a mistake, you can be sure the first person to shut you down and to strike you is the religious Christian. But you can make mistakes around here, guys, with me here at Royal Street Ministries. You are more than welcome to make mistakes and live in grace. And as you grow and as you learn, the Lord just, you know, pours more grace on you. Isn't that amazing? The less judgmental and critical you are of other people, the less judgmental and critical you are of yourself, and the more mercy and grace gets poured upon your life. It's called favor. All right. And I seen something last night where they said, you know, people are moving in the gifts and the anointing's lifted off the place and this and that. But I mean, the anointing's Jesus, right? When you get the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I don't know, I read that and I kind of felt like fear straight away, like, how will I know if the anointing's left me? Has the anointing left me? Do-do-do-do-do. And I thought, well, that's not a very positive outlook on life. You start thinking like that, then you're going to come into agreement with something like that, or you're always going to live in fear that God's left you. So it's just another separation thing, right? And he hasn't left you because it says in the Bible very clearly that I will never leave you nor I will forsake you. I'm with you and I'm for you, I'm not against you. And so it's a good thing, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. I'm sure there's another translation that says it much funner. But I always read the New King James for the religious people because that's the only one they'll read. Because everything else is of the devil. They just think the Holy Spirit's of the devil. Why do they think that the Holy Spirit is of the devil? I'll tell you why. Because they're so used to the devil that when light comes around, it shakes every devil in their life to set them free. And they're not used to it because they've lived in bondage and slavery for so, so long that when God comes to set them free, they call him the devil and they prefer to stay in the darkness because the light exposes the darkness. The fire tests everything in your life to see if you can stand. It brings every evil out of your heart so you can be set free from it and you can just yield to the glorious love of Jesus. It's so simple, guys. It's not complicated. The fire brings out everything. It tests you and it removes everything out of your life that's not of him, and that's the perfect covenant. That's what you want, right? But anyway, it's a good thing. Woo! It's good. Look, it will test your heart. He says, I will test their hearts. My fire will test them constantly to see if they can stand in the day of the Lord, to see if they can stand my glory. You can't have the glory of God pour through your life when there's things in your life that aren't of God. He won't rest his glory upon the natural demonic wisdom of this earth because he's so much better than that. He's higher, his thoughts are higher, his wisdom is out of space. It's not from this realm. And we want to try and remain in our natural wisdom and in our natural knowledge of what we think is the right way rather than yield to his perfect wisdom, which is out of this realm. Because it's so other, that it's so foreign to us, that we're not used to it and we rebel against it. We kick speak against it, we try to shut him down, and we remain in our comfortable, darkened little lives instead of breaking out into the glorious light that is so free across the entire earth. You can be as free as you want to be. Some people still want to be boxed into different religions, or they want to be boxed into their church group, or they want to be, they belong to this or they belong to that. Because when the light comes, it breaks everything open, and then it says, hello, you've been in slavery. That's only a little tiny bit of what's available to you. Your destiny is from heaven. Your destiny is from the supernatural realm. To move in the things of the supernatural, you need to yield to the spirit of the supernatural. He is totally other. Only the spirit knows your thoughts. Only the spirit knows you inside out and back to front. That's the spirit you want in your life. I mean, when you're walking this earth in so much darkness and there's so much evil and wickedness upon this earth, they want people to have no money, to be in poverty, to be fighting and killing one another. I mean, if everyone's just fighting against each other, it's perfect for the people that want to stay in power. But if you come into the power of God and actually know what it is that you're walking in, their system falls apart. Right? It's the truth. All right, where is it? 1:11. I have been commissioned to preach the wonderful news of the glory of the exalted God. My heart spills over with thanks to God for the way he continually empowers me, and to our Lord Jesus, the anointed one, who found me trustworthy and who authorized me to be his partner in this ministry. Mercy kissed me, and even though I used to be a blasphemer, a persecutor of believers, and a scorner of what turned out to be true, God knew that I was ignorant and didn't know what I was doing. I was flooded with such incredible grace, like a river overflowing its banks, until I was full of faith and love for Jesus, the Anointed One. I can testify that the word is true and deserves to be received by all. For Jesus Christ came into the world to bring sinners back to life, even me, the worst sinner of all. Yet I was captured by grace so that Jesus Christ could display through me the outpouring of his spirit as a pattern to be seen for all those who would believe in him for eternal life. And because of this, my praises rise to the King of the universe, who is indestructible, invisible, and full of glory, the only God who is worthy of the highest honors and throughout all the time and throughout all the eternity of eternities. Amen. And that's Timothy. 1 Timothy, you can read it in the Bible. And even though that I used to persecute and blaspheme because I didn't understand, I didn't know it to be true in my ignorance, God still pursued me in his grace so he could get me, capture me, and bring me out of bondage and into grace, where I'm no longer condemned, where I'm no longer under sin, where I'm under the power of sin, where I'm no longer in fear, where I'm no longer controlled by other people. He brought me into grace and he poured it through my body and he pours it out of our bodies into the earth and into everybody around us so they can too can be free. That's the mercy of God. That's the mercy of God. It's for everybody. It's not just for one special person. It's not even just for one special people group. That's the old covenant. The old covenant, it was for the Israelites, right? That's through the prophets, the old covenant. It was just for one people group. Jesus came so everybody could have this grace, this mercy, his spirit pour through their lives and be totally set free from all efforts, from all trying, from all striving, from the deceit and the manipulation and the control and the envy and the jealousy and the constrike, the something, can't think of the word, that stuff. To bring everyone into perfect unity in his spirit, because it can't be done any other way but by the spirit. if you're trying to bring unity through your own knowledge or your own understanding, it's only the human wisdom. You can only go so far with that. Even in your efforts of your knowledge of learning the steps of self-enlightenment and becoming so enlightened to be able to understand that there's more to this life than this physical realm. I mean, congratulations, well done. That's a great step, right? But there's more than that, right? But pride will tell you I've arrived. Pride will tell you, or pride will tell you I'm aware that there's more, right? And then you stop seeking. Because I'm so enlightened and so spiritual that now all of a sudden I don't even have to consider anything else because I'm aware that there's more and it's so vast and so deep that I will never know, right? Even that's pride. He says, seek me for the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Or those who knock, I will open the door. So if you're knocking on the heart of God, right, if you're knocking on the heart of God, you're knocking on his heart saying, God, God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I want you, God, where are you? Even just that statement, you're knocking on his heart. You're pursuing his heart. You want to know him. You want to find him. You know that there's more and there's got to be an infinite being. Where are you? Knock, knock, knock. When that is real, that door is opened. And you enter in to the manifestation and the perfect wisdom. And all will be revealed to you, to those who seek. And that's the truth. Amen. Amen. Oh, sugar. And so it's a unity with God in your heart, right? I mean, he's in here. That's where we connect with him. That's where we feel him. That's where we sense him. That's where we know him. It's an internal thing. It's an internal thing. Knock, knock, knock. Heal my heart, Lord. Open my heart up, God. Let me know you. Let me know you. Let me know you in a deeper way. I want to know you. I want to know you in a deeper way. Turn it down a bit, did you hear me? Like, turn it down a bit. Turn it down a bit. Knock, knock, knock. And he says, well, what does he say? I'll tell you in a minute. It's just drink. You just need to drink the Holy Spirit. It'll be full of substance. Everybody wants to do, but can you just rest and let him do it? Because every time you try and do it, it won't work. There's a process. You need to relax in him, and his spirit does it all, yeah? His spirit, the Lord of the harvest. Hello? Hey! Vandara kara siandro kara siandro. Siandara kara viandara kara siandro kara siandro. Siandro kara viandro kara siandro. Hey! Alrighty then, let's have a look at some scripture today, because everybody loves the Bible. Well, everybody needs the Bible. All right, and it says here, children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you, and the Lord will help you. That's what Jesus says in the Bible. Do you know that, Elsa? Yeah. That's what Jesus says in the Bible. He said, children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you, and the Lord will help you. Do you know that? Yeah. You do. What does wise mean?
It means you're wise.
It means you're wise. Right. And how do you get wise?
Australia.
How do you get wise? Australia, she said. That's our country. Where are you from anyway? Always do what is right, and not only when others are watching, so that you may please Christ as you serve. And serve your employers wholeheartedly and with love, and though you were, as though you were serving Christ and not man. And be assured that anything you do that is beautiful and excellent will be repaid by our Lord, whether you are an employee or an employer. Amen. Now finally, my beloved ones, he's talking to his bride, the lovers of God. Now finally, my beloved ones, he says, be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand in victory with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Or stand victorious with the weapons. Force means weapons. It's the same word. It's the same word. Be supernaturally infused with strength through the life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on the full suit of armor that God wears when he goes into battle, so that you'll be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of who? The accuser. We don't partner with the accuser. We fight against those strategies. Right? God's character is not accusational. He doesn't accuse. He will tell you the truth. The discernment of the Spirit is so highly intense that he will penetrate every lie in your being. Every lie that is in your body will be pierced with the sword of the Spirit. And it will cut you open to get that lie out of you. And later on, he will heal those wounds back together. And there's no room for a lie to ever come back in there. There's no band-aid fix with God. With the sword of the Spirit, we don't just seal it up with some adhesive glue, right? Or cover over it with a little band-aid. He pierces in and he removes lies. That's what truth does. Truth, the Spirit of truth, or the sword of the Spirit, will pierce into your body. And it will go through your body and it will find the lies in there. And it will break them, your body open, and it will command those lies to come out of your body. And they can never return into your body again, because your body belongs to who? The Lord. You're his property. He purchased you with his blood on the cross. God came as a man and he hung on a cross, so you never have to have a penalty against your life or any sin or anything that you've ever done wrong. It's completely forgiven. It's completely forgotten in Christ. Never to go back to that life. Never to go back and revisit those thoughts or those memories or that past, those past mistakes. He came 2,000 years ago, hung on a cross, poured out his blood so we can be partakers of his grace and his Spirit. And never live in a lie ever again. Never be condemned for sin. Never be held captive because some religious guru wants us to believe their way. You're free from it all because of the blood, the price he paid for your life. So you never have to live under it ever again. So when you go back under it, that's your own unrenewed mind that takes you there, because you haven't renewed your mind. The Bible says you need to renew your mind with the washing of the water of the word. You sit under a waterfall of preaching and you get refreshed and you get your mind renewed by the water of the washing of the word of God.
will wash your mind and it will renew your thoughts. So then your thoughts are corrected and they are now in agreement with the actual word himself. So now every word that goes through your mind is in agreement with the supernatural realm, not the natural earthly wisdom that's demonic, but the supernatural realm. Your life will begin to express miracles and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit will come through your body and into your life, through your life and into other people because of the agreement that was already made 2,000 years ago, but now your mind, by washing your mind, has come into agreement with the Word himself. And in the Word, there is no lie. There's no darkness, there's no evil, there's no wickedness, there's no sin. So you have been completely translated out of that earthly, natural, demonic, dark, sinful nature, that world, into a brand new world of light. Because of the mind that's being renewed. And now you walk in that supernatural realm with the Lord as your light, with the Lord as your protector, with the Lord as your guide, right? He's the mighty breaking of the waters. He's the commander of the angel armies. He's the one that fights for you, protects you, guides you, strengthens you, encourages you, commands you, corrects you, disciplines you. He's your father. He's the one you answer to. You have no fear of man. No fear of any institutions or any structures or programs control you. The only thing you're controlled by is the Father. Right? Because he gave you what? His Son. And his Son gave you what? His Spirit. Now you're born again into a priesthood, a royal priesthood of kings and queens. I'm preaching of royal kings and queens, a royal family that doesn't live in demonic systems, doesn't live in natural realms, where they're trying to live out their lives in a natural realm, or they're trying to command you to live a particular way in a natural realm, when you're living out of a supernatural realm. So you never come back into agreement with a natural person. You walk with natural people all the time, just like Jesus did. Do you think everyone was transformed just like that immediately? It took time. I mean, Jesus was going to the cross. They were about to crucify him. And even Peter denied him 3 times. His mind wasn't completely renewed at that time, right? And he had walked with Jesus for 3 years of his ministry. His heart, he was the one he loved. He loved Peter. Peter loved Jesus. He'd seen the miracles. He'd seen the demonstration of faith. He'd seen the preaching. He'd seen Jesus' full miracle ministry while he walked on the earth. And Jesus was going to the cross. They captured him to kill him. And even then in Peter's fear set in and he still denied him, right? Even then, his mind wasn't fully renewed and he walked with the King himself. So you will walk with the King himself in this life. And there will be things that will try to pull you back into fear, pull you back down into the natural lower things of the earth. And you just get dusted off, get back up and walk again in the supernatural with the King. And yeah, we make mistakes. And yeah, we might do some stupid stuff along the way. Make some bad decisions. But it's okay because it's the redeeming God. And he'll redeem it all. Right? He's the forgiver and he's the redeemer. Amen. So you partner with the King. And when you partner with the King of glory, you inherit his glory. You inherit his kingdom. That's as simple as it is. Do you want the kingdom of God manifested in your life? I do. I don't want any other kingdom and I don't want anything else. The only thing I want in my life is the perfect, the kingdom of God, the King of glory manifesting through my being. Never to do things naturally again, only supernatural. a supernatural lifestyle with no fear of the enemy, with no fear of people. That your discernment gets so sharp like the sharpness of the edge of the sword of the Spirit, that your discernment pierces every single lie around you as well. And it removes them out of your life for your own good. So then you're only having the truth around you. It's all you want. You don't want darkness. You don't want lies. Anything that's counterfeit, anything that's, you know, designed to keep you dulled, it's a counterfeit and it's a lie. But there's not many people brave enough to just break off every counterfeit that they walk in and say, no way, I'm having the best, I'm going for that. No, they will try to convince themselves that what they're in is the truth. But Timothy said, Timothy said something very good. God knew that I was ignorant and I didn't know what I was doing. So mercy kissed me. And even though I used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor of believers and a scorner of what turned out to be true. I love that. What turned out to be true. So he didn't know it was the truth. He would blaspheme and persecute and say, oh, these Christians and this and that, right? I don't think that we walk any differently. Everything that happens in here happens to us because we're believers and the Bible's for a believer, right? So everything that the Christian walks through, the disciples have walked through it before. Nothing new under sun. We all walk the same path here. We're all disciplined and corrected and loved the same way. There's no favorites with God. That's why there's no bastard children, because everyone's trained the same way. There's training and you're trained the same way. So his glory pours through you the same way. Different manifestations through different gifts, talents, and what he's doing in the earth through your life. But the glory's the same. The glory doesn't change for me and the glory doesn't change for you. Right? It comes through your body, boom, just like that. Ready or not, here I am. Whether you like it or not. That's what it says in Revelation. Behold, I'm coming, what? Quickly. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Who's ready when the King of Glory shows up? The five foolish virgins or the five wise virgins? The ones who are prepared, who are full of oil. The ones who are full of what? Substance. The ones who are not full of substance and they're still drinking of other people's substance are not ready. And behold, he comes quickly and it shocks the living daylights out of them. And they think, what is going on here? Right? It's because they've got it all in their knowledge. They've got it all in the external realm. But they didn't get it from the supernatural. Or they didn't get it from the inner. The internal. Mercy kissed me. And even though I used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor of believers and a scorner of what turned out to be true, God knew that I was ignorant and didn't know what I was doing. I was flooded with such incredible grace like a river overflowing its banks until I was full of faith and love for the Jesus, the Anointed One. Amen. So good. Whew. So much fire, guys. There's definitely a lot of fire. And I do enjoy the fire. I do, because it burns out everything. And it can be tough sometimes. Oh, gosh. Just be encouraged and do what the Lord asked you to do. You know what I mean? Whatever it is he tells you to do, just do it. And when the enemy comes in to try to trick you out of it, don't be a fool. Don't partner with the enemy. Don't partner with the lies. How do you know it's a lie? Because you should know. If you're a believer and you even come this far, you should know now. You've got no excuse. You need to know this. Your mind needs to be so renewed that when he comes in to try to trick you out of your destiny, you're like, no, that is not God. God is for me. He wouldn't want me to throw everything away. He's been trying to get me my whole life. Why is he just going to do that right now? No.
So be wise, guys, but not in your own eyes. Wives in the eyes of the King. Partner with the King of Glory, the one who holds all truth in the palm of his hands, the one who holds the world, the one who breathes through our bodies and keeps us alive, and the one who owns the breath, the one who speaks through our bodies, speaks through our mouths, and prophesies. Prophesies. Holy Spirit. Darasiandaro. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Wow, I love you, Lord. It's just so, so good. It's always a fiery message with me, isn't it? Yes, yes, yes. God doesn't care what you belong to or what you believe in. I mean, he's the King. Do you really think that he's going to care about your little upsets? Or your little, I'm holding this and this is what I believe and I'm staying with it. Do you think he doesn't even, he's the King. He's like, he just, like, that's alright, leave them. They'll come when they're ready. He doesn't force anything upon you. He just is, you know? He just is. And he doesn't force himself on anybody. It's like, freely we give, freely we receive, freely we give, right? So, freely we receive the grace of God. And because we've freely received the grace of God, freely we give the grace of God, which means we no longer are hard on ourselves when we make mistakes or when we've been wrong. We receive that grace, and we're no longer hard on other people, right? There's so much love and forgiveness and mercy and just generosity because of we've got a generous King, and that's how he is with us. And because that's how he is with us, once he's dealt with us, we receive that from him. And because that's how he is with us, he doesn't deal with us harshly. He deals with us in a way that gets that judging out of us, so we can portray his kingdom correctly. But who's bold enough to come into the throne of grace? Who's bold enough to approach the throne of grace or the light? You know, this is a bright light, and we come in a lot of darkness. And we come to this light, and it's like, and they're like, no, get away from me, Jesus of Nazareth. And he's just like, what can I do? I can't go and become darkness so they can love me more. I just am. I am. He just is. And then, so that light, when we approach it, it pierces us. More comes out. Off we go again. And eventually, we come back again, and it does the same thing. Not intentionally, it's just what it is. Well, it is intentional, getting the light out, but it's just getting the darkness out, but it's light. And eventually, each time we come in, more and more darkness is removed. And eventually, we can get close enough where we can actually behold his face, and we can stay there in that presence and go, wow, I can actually get to know you now. I actually like the light. I actually enjoy what it does in my life. And then we become two, become one. You become one spirit and one flesh. And you walk together as husband and wife, as bride and groom, as a united spirit. And you behold the face of God consistently and continuously. It's a continual presence, a continual relationship with the King of Glory, right? And then nothing can remove you because, you know, darkness will try to come out here to try to penetrate and get back in you. But when it does that, you're already face to face with the King, and he's just like, and that comes straight out. And you get thrown back a little bit because it's like powerful when he does that. You know, it's like, oh, shite. You know, but you can come straight back in and just face to face again with the King. And you just stay there and you rest in that. And it's, and that's what his grace does. That's what his waterfall of presence does. That's what his spirit does, and the glory, the light.
the Shekinah and the Kabod, right? It's always to fight against darkness that tries to come in. But eventually we can get so close that we never ever leave that throne room again. And we live in the throne room, amen? Praise the Lord for it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thanks for every person that's listened today, every heart that's received these words. Let them be sown deep into their heart and watered and just covered, Lord. Cover them with water and let their minds be renewed by your glorious word. Let them come into agreement with the supernatural word that's outside of this natural realm, and let their lives be full of light and prosperous so they can be face to face with the King of Glory consistently and constantly as they walk out their destiny in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Tithe into Royal Street Ministries. Sow your tithes into this ministry and see the kingdom mightily and rapidly grow. And partner with the Lord of the harvest through this ministry for this generation as we do a great work for the King and His kingdom in Jesus' name. RoyalStreet.com. Amen. Thank you. Love you guys. Be blessed.